Right, 9:20, weather-wise, it's looking pretty dull and uninspiring this morning over the towers of Woking, as far as I can see from my window to Woking computer. But let's get somebody who knows a thing or two about the weather on the programme now, our regular weather expert, Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Nice to hear from you.
Good morning. Good to hear from you. You're not a fan of coffee, are you?
No, I don't drink coffee. I just drink cold drinks.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll wait for National Cold Drink Day for you to celebrate. But have you got a favourite cafe locally that you like to go to?
I don't really go to the cafe shops or coffee shops.
Okay.
No, only if I'm with my parents or with my friend Mark. It could be any local cafe or anything like that, or my friend Roy.
Mm.
Otherwise, I don't really record the name or know where I'm going much, really, to be honest.
There's loads of cafes there, and particularly in St John's Village, you've got Bem Coffee Shop, you've got all sorts of new cafes coming up, but there we go, International Coffee Day, but you won't be celebrating that because you're not a fan of coffee, which is fair enough, it's not for everyone. So how's your week been then, Simon?
It's been very, interesting, because bizarrely, my work colleague Richie came out having COVID, and he went back off with COVID, which is quite worrying. So I had to work yesterday. Luckily, I was available for my boss, April, to do a grave with my friend, Alan. So I'm going to get a day over the loo for working yesterday.
Yeah.
But, it's just been one of those sort of weeks where I hadn't done a lot, really. I'm just getting the house a clean. I've got to take it easy, but John, I've got this slight injury in my left foot, so I probably won't be doing a lot of outing for a while, probably for the next 3 months. I'm just going to have to take it easy. Otherwise, I'm not doing much else, really. I'm just in the garden today. And doing my album and getting that clean. I don't think I'm doing much for a while, to be honest.
Well, yeah, that's unusual to hear you say that, because usually, you know, you're out and about. I think you deserve a rest, I think, for all the stuff that you get up to. And for those of us that may not have heard you speaking before, when you mentioned your job, you work at the cemetery in Brookwood. Do you want to remind us a little bit about what you do there?
I dig a grave. I literally do KOs and I do stuff like that, and it's just a very important job for the community of Woking, and we do everything we can, and they're holding our own foot at the moment. We're making our own money. We're not getting money from the council at the moment. I hear the Lightbox is going to make its own money now, get by at the council.
Lots of changes.
It's a swimming point in Woking. We don't know about that at the moment. So hoping it will stay.
Yes, this is the council. This is the council and the debts and the sort of uncertainty around that, and there's been a lot on social media of people talking about the impacts of those cuts. That's something that everyone's talking about, I think.
Yeah, because the population of Woking is 100,000 or so. Only 7,000 have signed up to it. So we need more people in Woking town, they're listening this morning, to sign up the position to stop the swimming pool. If you don't get 100,000, then the odds are they probably will shut the swimming pool, John. That's the problem. We need more people to sign up to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you guys out there in Woking ain't signing up to it. Please sign up, please.
Yes, so I think there's a Facebook group as well to save the pool in the park swimming pool. So for you, I know, you do a lot of swimming, so I mean, what to have that pool, if it closes, what does that mean for you?
Well, it means I have to go to the Guildford swimming pool in Guildford, Spectrum, which is quite a journey trek-wise. Yep. If you're walking it or taking the bus. If you go on a Friday evening or so, the traffic is horrendous. That's when I usually go to my Dolphins. And it's just a long way to go. There is the failed development in Shearwater swimming pool, but it's not big enough for the group that I swim with. And a lot of them can't really swim in a deep swimming pool, so they need a shadow swimming pool. So in many ways, it's going to be a peak disaster for Woking town to lose the pool in the park swimming pool, John. It would be not very good at all, really.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are feeling the same, a lot of mixed emotions, and a lot of people, very concerned about what the future may hold. So, that petition is available if you want to show your support. There is a group, if you search, I think, on Facebook for Save the Pool in the Park or something like that, you'll be able to find that and links to petitions and things. But, Simon, weather-wise, as I mentioned, looks quite dull out there. I mean, what's going to be happening sort of today and into next week with the, as far as the weather's concerned?
What's interesting advantage on is we've got a chance of a mini heat wave is coming next week, especially next Friday and Sunday across the southeast and southern England regions. If it goes to plan, there's a chance 25, 28 Celsius at the moment. It depends on a lot of variations, but it's going to be one of the hottest Octobers or warmest starts Octobers we've had since 2011. It's definitely confirmed at the moment, which is about approximately, well, you name it, roughly about 12 years ago. So yeah, it's definitely looking like a very warm October to start off with. Yeah. Maybe cooler later and a little bit chilly in the mornings again. I would say no, probably no frost until November, maybe, at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, this, like, you know, walking to the studio this morning and going out and about yesterday, it didn't feel like kind of, you know, well, yesterday, end of September, today, beginning of October. It feels pretty warm, doesn't it, actually? Even though it's cloudy out there, it's not particularly cold at the moment.
No, it's just too warm. I haven't worn my jumper that much this autumn so far. It's been one of the warmest September, I think, ever on record. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. By day and morning, and it's just continuing. We're having more like summer in September and October, and we're not getting the nice weather where it should be. You're getting the autumn weather in in July and August. Yeah. That like autumn, and now we're having summer in September and October.
It's all a bit mixed up.
Seasons all over the place. They're not where they should be, John, basically.
Okay, so a warm start to October, a bit colder towards the end of the month, you're saying, but then when we get further into the traditional winter, and I'm thinking sort of November, December, I mean, what's going to happen then, heading towards Christmas? Is it going to be quite a mild one this year, do you think, or is it going to get colder?
It's possible we could have quite a cold spell in November to December, maybe. There's a 50% chance, I'm thinking, of a repeat of 2010, November to December. But it's all to play for, and as we've seen this year with Super El Niño, we've got hurricanes across the Atlantic, which is most unusual. And we have got now El Niño Jokio, so I can't rule out any cold weather this coming autumn, right. Winter. There's a 50% chance. But it depends on a lot of variations, but there's a lot of tropical storms and hurricanes across the Atlantic. But it's interesting, really. So I can't rule out any cold weather in the future. It's very elusive weather at the moment. It's very highly flammable. So anything could go.
Do you know this weather? It really keeps us on our toes, doesn't it, Simon?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm always looking at it every day, 24 hours a day, the weather, and forecasting it every day.
Brilliant. But it's always always good to you know, find out what's going to happen in the weather, so you can sort of plan your week, know whether you need waterproofs or warm clothing, so maybe not an autumn jacket just yet. You can particularly a mini heat wave. I like the sound of that. How hot's it going to get, do you think, when you mention a mini heat wave?
25-28 Celsius is the best you can do at that part of October. I wouldn't say I don't think you get 30 degrees this point in October, but we did get 30 degrees in 2011 in October, so it's possible, but it'll be a 1 million chance. It'd be around the London area, I would have thought. It'd be late afternoon, about 2 to 4 o'clock, because the sun's getting very low now. You're pretty much past the spring, autumn equinox now, so the odds are very, very 50-50 to 1 at the moment, in my opinion. We'll see.
We will watch that one with interest. Something else we can watch with interest is your YouTube channel, Simon A.G. Evans. So what's happening on that at the moment?
Well, I got my videos from my walk around Hindhead last week, going through Hindhead Tunnel. I got a video of me on the train from Brookwood to Woking. I've got a video of Woking Town Roadworks, which popped up and then disappeared very quickly, which is interesting. Very interesting. I even got a water leak outside our Woking village, which has got 18 views. It's live, very extreme water burst, which is quite interesting, John. And yeah, just got various amounts of videos on there to look at, basically.
There you go. Really interesting. If you're just interested in the weather or anything else, if you're local to Woking, you'll probably see somewhere you recognise on one of your videos. So check that out. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. And I'll let you get back to your chilled out Sunday, and we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, we will, John. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you very much. There we go. Simon Evans there. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube to find out what he gets up to. Always good to talk to Simon to find out what is happening and what could be happening with the weather over the coming week. It's 9:30 now.